coming up December 1st at State Fair Park. You can come and meet a few legends in their own right. It's the Green Bay Packers Super Bowl 31 Team Reunion Autograph Show. You can get tickets at SuperBowl31Show.com. A few guys you know will be there, including our very own Leroy Butler. We talked with Keith Jackson just the other day, and this guy who joined us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, former Packers running back Dorsey Levins. Dorsey, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How y'all fellas doing?
We're doing well. Now, like I said, we just talked with Keith Jackson about this reunion show you guys got coming up on December 1st last week on the show. And the first thing he did when he came on our airwaves, Dorsey, was take credit for the player that Leroy Butler became because he beat up on him every day in practice. Did you have some hand in making Leroy Butler the player he ended up being?
What kind of question I asked my teammates?
You know, the one play I had against Roy Lee was the first scrimmage I had as a Packer. It was Leroy probably don't remember because I was just a rookie who he had never heard of, but I knew who he was. And I broke free in the secondary, and I made a little move, and he missed me. I broke the tackle, and I was like, "Yeah, I made Leroy Butler miss." and Roy probably don't remember, but I remember. But other than that, I had no hand whatsoever.
Hey, Dorsey, I do have a question because we have a lot of running backs now. Down in the Saints, they share Kamara and Ingram. They're fine with that, and it seems like other places have dual running back threats. The way you and Edgar been, and you told a story before about it. But how did you guys, a lot of people don't know, it's very competitive. Everybody wants to play. But in that Super Bowl season, how did you guys kind of get along as far as who was going to play and who was going to be okay with it?
Well, obviously, it's not like it is today. And I see how Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, how they get along.
Right.
And it seems like there's not a lot of competition. That wasn't the case when we played because it wasn't the norm for people to usually split time. It was usually one. There was a go-to guy, and there was a backup guy. And what happened was as the year went on, I started getting more carries. And obviously, Edgar didn't like that, and I didn't want to get my carries reduced. So I played harder. He played harder. So it worked out because it motivated both of us, who we both wanted to play. And usually, you know how it goes. They're going to stick with whoever has the hot hand.
Yeah, as far as catching passes, there's always a rumor, and maybe you can help with that Brett Favre used to throw the ball so hard. Some of you offensive guys actually had dislocated fingers or broken fingers. Is that true, or is that just something that's a myth?
No, that's definitely true. He got me one time. He threw a ball behind me, and I reached back, and my pinky made a right turn. It was like a 90-degree angle. It wasn't good. Yeah, I saw somebody just the other day, and I remember I went to the sideline. It was in practice, and my pinky was going the other way, and Pepper burst. He grabbed it, and he was like, "All right, on the count of three, we're going to pop it back into place." And he said, "One, pop." And I screamed like a little girl. I never forget that.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
If my pinky wasn't hurt, I probably would have punched Pepper in the head.
Hey, so we always talk about on this show about Aaron Rodgers and these run-pass options, and how often is he opting to go for the pass versus the run, and that's why this team can't get going on the ground because he just doesn't want to hand off the ball. He wants to throw the ball all the time. Was that ever an issue with Brett wanting to throw more than run with coaches or players or whatever the case may be?
No, Brett didn't have a say in what they called. Mike called the plays, and that was it. There was no – I mean, I know they had dialogue prior to game day on what they thought would work and what they thought wouldn't work. I know Mike was big on letting Brett have a handful of plays that he was really comfortable with or he really liked. And Brett would call, Mike would call those plays. But as far as, Brett didn't have a say in whether we ran or passed the ball.
What about audibles then, Dorsey? How would then? So play comes in. What about audibles?
He had a little bit of leeway, but usually there were a set of audibles for each play.
So you had check with me.
One or two play.
Yeah, it was built in,
yeah,
wasn't
exactly.
It?
Yeah, check with me. Okay,
oh, right, okay, right,
yep,
right,
exactly. So, every now and again, he would do something he wasn't supposed to. And Roy, you know, Mike would lose it.
Yep.
He was like, one of his favorite things, he'd tell Brett not to draw things up in the dirt. Or actually that play, that first play that Andre Rison scored on in the Super Bowl was a play that wasn't an audible that we had in our game plan. Apparently Brett saw it on like the greatest games on ESPN before we went to play the game the actual Sunday. and thought it would be a good idea, and he changed the play. And actually, Andre ran the wrong route. And Free noticed that Dre was running the wrong route. So Free took Dre's route. Dre kept going, and Brett hit him on a bomb. But that was one of those times where if it didn't work, he was going to get an earful from Mike on the sideline. Mm.
What about the touchdown pass you caught against Carolina in the corner over there? Was that a planned play? That was an NFC Championship game, right?
That was. And we put that play in like week 6. And we just never, you know, there's always plays that we put in that we never run for whatever reason. And I thought that was going to be one of those plays that just never made it on the field because it was in the game plan for so long. But the play before that, I broke like about a 30, 35-yard run. And like I said, you know, coaches tend to stay with the hot hand. And for whatever reason, he called that play the next play. And I was like, okay, here we go.
Talking with former Packers running back Dorsey Levins here on the Wendy's Big Show. Come on out, meet Leroy Dorsey and a whole bunch of guys from that Super Bowl 31 championship team. For tickets and info, go to SuperBowl31Show.com.
So, Dorsey, what do you think today about the Green Bay Packers? There's a lot of talk right now that McCarthy and Rodgers are not on the same page. They can't seem to get together. Rodgers may be changing plays. What's your thought on the McCarthy-Rodgers, how they're getting along?
From the outside looking in, it doesn't look good. But obviously we're not in the locker room, and unless you're in the locker room, you really don't know. But usually when it spills out into the public, as they say, where there's smoke, there's fire. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I know to be successful, that relationship has to be the best relationship on the team. And if that relationship is broken, then that's where the issues are going to come from. Or that's why they're going to continue to have issues.
Yeah, I just remember it was a rumor going through the locker room that you were going to be on Oprah. And I know you got some other stuff.
There you go.
He can't stop himself.
Man,
this is amazing.
Well, just so you know, I saw that when he was on Oprah.
Of course. Anytime you meet Oprah,
I was like, damn, I want to be Dorsey Levins. How the hell he get to do all
it's
that?
It's one time a good-looking guy needed a date. Redbone, on national TV.
Redbone, too, with
right,
good
all
hair.
All light-skinned guys get girls. But here's the thing, Nat. So you go on there and there's something going on, and we supported you, have fun with it. But you're doing some acting stuff now. Matter of fact, we came and saw you with Tyler Perry. You did something with a play there, and you've had some other things that's on Netflix. You're still into acting, trying to get into acting as well.
Yeah, actually, I just got cast for a short film we're going to do down here called Volatile. Also, I got an audition tomorrow for a show called Black Lightning on BET. So still doing a lot of auditioning and stuff, still taking classes, living the dream, still having fun. You know, I'm also, what I'm doing now, my latest venture is I'm teaching a heated spin class down here in Atlanta.
Oh, nice.
I start next month. Yeah. And it's incredible, man. As far as, you know, it's not just regular heat, it's infrared heat, which has a lot of healing properties. Increases your red and white blood cell count. Your plasma has some anti-aging properties to it as well, man. And it's, you know, because of my knees and ankles and everything else that goes along with being a retired right. running back, you know, being in a heated room on the bike is really good for my joints. So I decided to start teaching it, man. And it's really slimmed out. Like, I've leaned out more than I've probably ever leaned out before in my life. Like, I see my six pack again.
Let me get some of that, man. Let me get whatever you did.
Bro, come on
give
down.
Me some of that.
If you come down for the Super Bowl, I'm having classes that week too.
I'm coming down.
Roy's not doing no heated spin class. I'm doing whatever.
Hey, last one. We got to let you get going, Dorsey. Tell me what you think about the two running backs, Jamal Williams and.
Aaron Jones.
What do you think about those two guys?
I think they're both good. I think Aaron seems to be the more explosive running back. And I know there was some beef between I know Rodgers wanted to get him the ball some more. But he makes plays, you know, and I think he should be the go-to guy. And it says nothing about Jamal, but when you have a guy that's explosive and your quarterback wants to have the ball, you got to give him the ball.
That is Dorsey Levins. Come and meet him. And like I said, a whole bunch of guys from that Super Bowl 31 championship team. It's the team reunion autograph show Saturday, December 1st out at State Fair Park. Tickets on sale now. You can get tickets. Find out more info at SuperBowl31show.com. Dorsey, appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
And he joins us on the great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.